There are so many examples. Oh my goodness. Where do I start? You ever get really into a TV series? And you're like, season one, season two, oh, it's so great. Season three, season four. And the seasons kind of go along, and then all of a sudden, the writing just drops off, and it's just terrible. To my favorite show, and it just kind of takes a nosedive. You're like, what are we doing? Right? Like Game of Thrones, the first five seasons, and then after that, it's kind of like, oh man. Some would say season three. Right? Season three is what it takes the most. Anyway, you have sort of those things that just, they don't last, they kind of just tail off. What about companies that they have this really good brand that everyone loves? And then they kind of change their brand to suit maybe some, you know, ideology or some group of people or a political group or something, kind of alter it. And you know, the faith is like, oh man, come on. Why did you do that? You know, I was thinking earlier of Cracker Barrel, and you know, there's an idea of changing their logo and, you know, not put the garage junk on the walls, and that we like that, you know, and it's like, don't you change all of it? What? Don't do it. Churches do this. You see this in churches, they start off great, and then they want to please a certain ideology or some type of political group, and the faithful people are like, hey, we just want to hear about Jesus. You know, we don't want to hear about all these other issues and things and stuff. We don't want to hear about your favorite secular cause or your favorite political party or anything like that. That's not why we're here. Again, sometimes churches do it. What about companies that grow too fast? You see this happen in the business world where the companies just go whoosh, they grow really fast and then they get really big and they don't know what to do and they're off balance, like, we're too big, right? Recently, my family has kind of gotten into the WNBA. They've grown really fast. And this is kind of exponential growth. Now, it's like, what a mess. The whole sports world is watching, and all they can do is make their fans dislike them and distrust their product. Why? What are we doing? What are we doing? This happens with mega churches sometimes that, you know, grow really fast. And what made them grow so fast doesn't really scale at the high population level. And all of a sudden, you become this impersonal church that people don't know each other anymore, and it's a high stage production. You know, it's like, we just want to worship God in spirit and truth. We want to connect with people, and now we don't know anybody. It's like, yeah, I have been services. What's going on? The guy up front's grunting while they pray. He prays. It's a big production. Like, what's going on? Then there's the birds. Here. The birds. This is a tough one for me as a pastor. To hear about the birds is tough for me. Parishioners, they hear the word and they don't really spend any time understanding the word, what they believe, and they're easily plucked away. Oh, as a pastor, they're easily talked out of their faith because they didn't really understand it to begin with. And there's also the thorns in the passage, where parishioners, they have a faith, but they care more about the social community they're in, or maybe their friendship groups believe, and so their Christian faith is secondary, or maybe it's lower on the list, I don't know. The rocks, right? This is tough. This is like the baby Christian who is all excited at first, you know, but doesn't have a solid foundation or solid theology. And so, you know, someone throws out, they didn't talk to a snake. That's just ridiculous. Or, you know, there's no 6 days of creation. Or, you know, Jesus wasn't born of the Virgin Mary. Or, and he didn't resurrect from he wasn't raised from the dead. There were no miracles. You know, and they start scratching their head. Oh, I don't know what to do. What? I don't know what I believe. And they're all messed up. So how do we solve these problems? What do we do about these things that kind of attack us from the outside? What do we do? How do we deal with the birds, rocks, and the thorns? I think it starts off with a strong foundation, rooted in a church tradition that has stood the test of time. I mean, I don't believe in tradition, I'm biased, but I really love it. It's helped me grow in my faith a lot. And there have been years in my past where I would have said or advocated that differences in church doctrine, it doesn't matter. You know, all Christians are the same. I would have said that at one time. And this experience has taught me different. It was until I saw people fall away from the church over my experience in church. Back in California, you know, I had friends that went to the non-denominational church I went to, and went to you know, some of the other churches that I've been at. And, you know, they would just fall away after a while. Like, what? You were my friend. We went to the same Bible study. What happened? So I'd ask. It was their belief system. They had no roots. You're all excited in the beginning, right? You've known friends like this. They go, I'm back at church. You know, I've turned over a new leaf. They're all excited. And then several months or years later, it's like, Jesus who? I don't know what I think. It's painful as a pastor to see this happen. I don't know about you as a parishioner, but it's very, very painful as a pastor. And then there's the parishioners who get talked out of their faith. I worry about that a lot. So many ministers I've served have had the most shallow of faith, like they barely know what they believe. You ask them to qualify their faith, and they can't do it. You challenge anything that they believe, and they have no answers. Like, oh no. As the pastor and the primary teacher, it's painful to watch your parishioners not be able to articulate basic theological questions. What do you do? You see a few slick challenges to the basic doctrine, sends them in a tailspin. What do you do? Nothing is more challenging than the thorns. The thorns seem to be the hardest of the three to deal with. So many Christians, they lose their faith because they believe the world is more powerful than their belief and trust in God. They say, oh, the church needs to modernize. The church is too old-fashioned. Right? They would rather be cool than be Christian. You know what I mean by that. More important to fit in than to stand out, to stand for Jesus. So what do you do to beat the birds, the rocks, and the thorns? What do you do? A lot of people say that together, do my own thing. Okay, all right. When I first started organized sports, this was football. My parents knew that I really liked football, so they put me in football as little kids. And it was a big adjustment for me because, you know, I was used to playing in the street, you know, lamppost to lamppost, 5 alligator rush with the Nerf ball. Right? It was like, oh man, that was my thing. And that was cool, it was fun. You kind of did your own thing, and your own runs, you know, it was fun. But you get with a team, and there's a playbook. And you kind of contribute, and you're part of the group, and you have practices. You have to practice the routine and everything. This was all new to me. I started out just running all over the place. Plays, I don't need plays. It's improvised. And it was funny looking. Then I started to realize how important practice was in kind of being with the group. And it got better. About the same time and about the same age this happens, I overheard a conversation in church. I was in church, and you know, the parents would sit by the coffee pot and talk, and you know, the kids would be bored, like, what are we leaving? You know? And I overheard this conversation. And one of the parishioners said to the other parishioner, it was a really odd statement that I'd never heard before. He said, how long have you practiced your faith? And I thought, what is it? Practice your faith? That was weird. Practice your faith? Is that a thing? How do you practice faith? I asked my mom on the way home. Mom is homesick. I asked her on the way home, when do people practice their faith? You know, I was imagining that, you know, church had like a walkthrough in the middle of the week or something. You know, people came in and like practiced the final worship service. I didn't know. What would you need to go over? I was like, no. Practice is when you do things like read your Bible. It's a practice of your faith. Or, you know, sing worship songs about God in church. Or you pray to God. That's, what do you pray about? When you pray, son, what do you pray about? I said, I pray that I make it to the NFL. What else? No, come on. We pray that we will continue to learn about God, what God has done in our lives. And we will continue to hear the stories about Jesus in Sunday school. Because they're all practices of your faith. When we practice our faith, we realize how much God is really active in our lives every day. See the power of the Holy Spirit work in us when we pray. We see the result. When we understand it, we are not shallow in our faith and don't prioritize the worries of the world over and above our faith in God's plan for us. Bear good fruit. Begin to grow from the good soil that we've been placed in. So, how do we get rid of the birds, the rocks, and the thorns? I would say a good foundation of faith, a proven tradition. Faith that is seeking, always seeking understanding. Doesn't shy away from questions. Works those questions out. It grows through new understanding of the faith. A strong support group of fellow parishioners that are rooted in generations of Christian fellowship. That would be good. We're like that here at St. James. We got a lot of generations here. And a Christian worldview rooted in God's word. We have to be brave enough to trust that God is working all things together for good, even if we can't see it in the short run. So let us continue this morning to practice. And not just this morning, let's go into the next week and continue to practice our faith.